was he was earlier when Nawab Hussain Shah was young, he was employed under Subuddhi Rai. And Subuddhi Rai had, when he saw that Nawab was not doing his work properly, he had beaten him with a whip. So later on, Nawab Hussain Shah became the great Nawab Hussain Shah. And his wife, when she saw the marks, so she inquired, "Who beat you up?" So he explained that this was Subuddhi Rai. So she said, "You must give him some punishment." So the punishment he was given was that he was turned into Muslim. At that time in India, this was the custom that they would throw some water and just Musalman bhava, become Muslim. So in this way, Subuddhi Rai was outcast. He was not allowed to attend any religious programs. So he went to all devotees and asked, "What should I do?" So many of these Smartha Brahman, they said, "You should drink hot boiling ghee." What will happen? By drinking that you will die, and the next birth you will be a Brahman family. So this did not seem to be a very practical solution. So he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Don't drink ghee. Just go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So this is in Madhya Leela. Prabhupada explains in the purport here. The Lord advised him, "Go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna mantra." The Prabhupada writes that Hare Krishna Maha mantra is the best atonement for any sinful activities. It is the panacea, the cure for all diseases. And Prabhupada gives the example of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was a doctor, Ayurvedic doctor. But he would give his patients not only the medicine for the body, but he would give them the medicine for the soul, which is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The story of Saranga Thakur, who was told to preach, and next day morning he went and chanted Hare Krishna to a small boy. Actually, that boy had died. His soul had left the body. But by hearing the Mahamantra, he came back to consciousness. So, Mukunda Mala Stotra is a nice verse which explains this effect. Shatru Chedika Mantram Sakalam Upanishada Vakya Sampuja Mantram Sansaro Cheda Mantram Samuchim Tamasa. The translation is, "O tongue, please constantly chant the mantra composed of Krishna's name. This mantra of the holy name of Krishna is the only mantra for destroying all enemies. It is worshipped by every word of the Upanishads." Upanishads and Vedas also worship the Maha Mantra. This uproots all the sansara, the material existence. It drives away all the ignorance, and it helps the jivatma attain perfection. And this mantra is the cure for those who are bitten by the poisonous snake of worldly distress. And this is the mantra for making one birth successful. We are all bitten by the snake of Maya, but by chanting the holy name, we can come back to normal consciousness. We just understand that I am servant of the Lord. Sri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Now let us offer respectful obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees. You can fulfill the desires of everyone, full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyayevach patitanam pavanebhya vaishnavebhya namanam ananta kodi vaishnavrindiki.